So my name is John Dardis. I'm Senior Vice President for Corporate Affairs in Glanbia. Glanbia is a global nutrition company with operations, people in about 32 countries, and we sell into about 130 different countries around the world. Dairy is more or less at the core of what we do. We started life in the Irish Dairy Cooperative Movement and began investing in the US in the late 1980s. And have grown since then. Today, we are the number one American-style cheese manufacturer in the US and the number one global whey solutions provider globally.
Today, announcing the site of the new processing plant getting built in Michigan. Can you share a little bit more about where that plant will be going and why that location was selected?
Yeah, so on our original review of what we wanted to do, from a strategic point of view, Michigan was always front and center, you know, strong milk growth over the last few years. And as well as that, you know, our partners, DFA and Select Milk, have a good presence here. So we were very conscious about the milk supply. Today, very thankful to announce that the site will be developed in St. John's in Michigan, so central Michigan where the cows are. But I think, you know, the recurring message on the announcement today is one of partnership. This is a joint venture with Dairy Farmers of America and Select Milk. And on the site, we're also going to have Proliant, who will develop the whey permeate. And we've worked closely with both the St. John's local officials, with the Lansing Economic Partnership, with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, with the governor's office. So really, Michigan has gone all out to work with this and get us situated. And ultimately, at the end of the day, we really liked what we saw in St. John's. And we're really excited to be about to turn this on.
Can you give us some more details, maybe what specifics about St. John's made it ideal and how the plant construction will be moving forward?
Sure. So with St. John's, I mean, you're looking at an infrastructure and a transport system that is, you know, really central. As I said already, we want to be around the cows first and foremost, but we also want to be able to get our product moving out, whether it's to other states or exporting internationally. And St. John certainly fit the bill on that. Obviously, there's a labor requirement that we have there, and we've been impressed with what the offering is in St. John's there. So there's a range of different business incentives that we look at. But I think there's also some softer skills involved in this, Nicole, and that you have relationships that build up here, and we've certainly built a strong relationship with the city officials, with the mayor and others in the St. John's area. The plant itself is going to be an 8 million pound a day plant when commissioned, and so that will produce about 300 million pounds of cheese a year, and obviously then we have the whey and ingredient stream too that we will be looking to process.
Proliant is a new company kind of named in some of these announcements. How did they come online, and can you share a little bit more about what they do?
Yeah, so Proliant will be on an adjoining area. They're investing themselves in that facility, and they'll process the whey permeate. So they'll take all the whey permeate from the plant and work on that for both human food and animal feed purposes. They're Iowa-based, and as I said, their own investment in the site, but very excited to have them along as well. My understanding is that it would be the largest whey permeate facility in the world.
When you talk about markets, where these products will be going, what kind of issues are the cheese and whey markets dealing with? And once you come in line, any expectations to get those products moved?
Yeah, I think we're very conscious at today's announcement, and you know, plenty of DFA and Select member farmers were in the audience there today as well, that dairy farmers are facing the pressure right now. So obviously we'd like to have the plant running tomorrow, but these things take time to do it right. But ultimately, you know, a strong expectation that natural cheese will continue to grow. So we've both domestic target there, but an international target as well. We'd like to be able to export from the site. And then on the whey protein and ingredients side, again, the demand for protein continues to grow. Both domestically and internationally. So we look at both providing our customers in the US, but also building international export markets, particularly on the Asian side for whey ingredients.
What's the completion date when you expect the plant to be ready to go and accepting milk?
Yeah, so quarter four 2020 is our target to be commissioned.
Tell me a little bit more about maybe some of the trade concerns you have at this point when you see the trade retaliation conversations targeting agriculture now, and maybe what that might mean down the road for what's coming out of this plant.
Yeah, so, I mean, if I was to summarize it, it's uncertainty. The noise around trade right now just makes business investment a little bit uncertain, and obviously nobody likes that. I think first and foremost, we expect that the Mexican market will be resolved in the not-too-distant future through an NAFTA agreement. And then more globally, and particularly on the Asia side, obviously at the moment there are issues there, and some of the retaliation and some of the action from the U.S. side is entirely justified. But we're hoping that these things will calm down. I think the reality is today we do live in a globalized world, and clearly the demand for protein is growing in export markets that we really want to target.
An 8 million pound plant, what kind of production would that be able to relieve from some of the surplus in Michigan now? And do you expect farmers to expand with that new announcement, or how do you expect that to go about?
Well, some of the figures that were done today in our various discussions, and some of these were on the back of an envelope, but you're talking about 100,000 cows supplying the volume need for the plant, the 8 million pounds a day. All told, that's about 20% of dairy production in Michigan. So, you know, we're on the back of a few years' growth. This is going to be a sizable player in taking up a lot of that surplus milk right now. But when you add together the domestic demand for the protein we produce, the hopefully growing international demand, I'd be very positive that this site is going to deliver, and hopefully in the future is going to follow an expansion plan.
Any other thoughts, you know, as you move forward, what do you expect when it comes to Michigan's dairy industry and having this plant right front and center?
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of things that excite me about this plant, but I think being around the innovative facilities in Michigan, whether it's MSU or Michigan University, certainly excites us. We have our own innovation capability that has delivered both new cheese varieties, but also patented whey ingredient technology. So how we line up those various different innovation ideas is going to be interesting, and obviously it does deliver value for the farmers and for ourselves at the end of the day. So I'm excited about that. And really just, you know, sensing the people at the event today at the press conference, real excitement that you can impact rural economies. You can put over 250 jobs into St. John's in central Michigan, and you can make a difference to farm families. I think all those things are adding up to be very exciting.
And any last words to wrap us up with?
I think we're extremely grateful to all the support we've received, both at governor's level, at the various departments level in Michigan, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, Lansing, the City of St. John's, the Township of Bingham, the County of Clinton. The list goes on, and it is really, it's quite humbling when you meet all these people to see the amount of time that they put into this project and their real desire to get it over the line. And this is all a partnership, and we're very excited.